Our role is to be the shamans of today. Our role is to be the visionaries of what's to come. Our role is to paint the picture of the coming real new world order. This real new world order is going to sweep away the ruins of the current world order of plutocracy and Western establishment liberalism. We've discussed at length on our website and in previous lectures the death toll that's coming and the political implications of that death toll, which will bring down the political world order and unleash a tidal wave of violence. In the world order to come, the central figure is a person that we will call the emperor. Whether there will be more than one emperor on this planet is an interesting concept, and we're not going to get into that in this lecture, but we are going to talk about the nature of the emperor. Now, in ancient Rome, when there was a big crisis, they would nominate a dictator. Homer, the ancient Greek poet, said, "The rule of many kings is a bad thing. There must be one king with absolute authority." Napoleon understood that in a crisis, someone has to make decisions. Napoleon also clearly understood that the last thing you want to do in a crisis is have a rule by committee. Now, obviously, modern America is a total and complete contradiction of this kind of thinking, which is why it is sinking deeper and deeper into crisis and heading for an utter disaster. Unfortunately, its sick view of the environment and overall sick mentality is leading the world into an unprecedented catastrophe. So, what to do? The figure of reform is the figure of the emperor. Our goal is to reach that emperor. That's right. The material on our website is to help direct this emperor who will come to power. That is the central point of what we do. Obviously, we want to reach significant numbers of other people in power today, not in power today. But the likelihood that the current situation in power is going to reform itself is pretty close to nil. When systems fail, revolutions occur. It's an age-old fact of history. American imperialism tries to claim that it's above the laws of history. It's not. And it will be dealt with, and dealt with severely. Now, getting back to the role of the emperor is a person who must have absolute authority. Absolute authority. This means the authority of life and death. Now, this is a level of concentration of power that is probably unprecedented in world history. Many people do not understand that most of the so-called dictatorships in our time did not have absolute power. The one conspicuous exception was probably Hitler's Germany, where Hitler had pretty close to absolute power. But Stalin, for example, was always very frustrated and greatly envied Hitler that he did not have the absolute power that Hitler had. Mussolini also did not have the absolute power that Hitler had. These movements, though, fascism, communism, did understand the need for a concentration of power. Because when you're facing a crisis, when you have to take drastic actions, you can't have a whole lot of squabbling, somebody conducting a filibuster, somebody filing a lawsuit. This will lead to total disaster. Now, due to the huge death toll and due to the prevalence of stupid ideologies in our time, a lot of people are not going to accept this. No, they are not. And those people are going to have to be crushed. That's why there's going to be a large amount of violence. The emperor will preside over a reign of terror that will be absolutely unprecedented in world history. And he or she will be backed up by the high technology world, the high technology industry. Technology has no morality. It doesn't. It has absolutely no morality. And technology will enable the creation of a totalitarian state beyond the wildest fantasies of Nazi Germany or Soviet communism. The great paradox of our time is that the structure of the modern totalitarian state is being built by the Western democracies themselves. Barack Obama is a significant figure in all this, who has accelerated on a quantum basis the movement towards totalitarianism set up by his predecessor, George Bush. Obama, as revealed in the Snowden revelations, has set up a system of monitoring of average citizens that really would make Stalin's Russia look like a paradise of civil liberties. And it's very important to understand that the initial phases of this road to totalitarianism will not be sold as totalitarianism. No, it's going to be sold as freedom. It's going to be sold as protecting freedom. In other words, democracy will be destroyed by those claiming to save it. So there's going to be, particularly among the establishment liberal politicians, a level of dishonesty and deceit that is truly breathtaking in history. But these people are going to be swept away by their own evil and their own incompetence and their own corruption. The dictator, the emperor, will be a person of passionate convictions, and he or she will be able to communicate those convictions via the internet. The internet will enable these charismatic people to connect on an emotional basis with hundreds of millions of people, creating a magnetic bond with people and generating a level of fanaticism that no leaders in history have been able to produce. Now, the paradox of this modern totalitarianism is how it will handle creative dissent, something all regimes have pluses and minuses, and that has been one of the great weaknesses of totalitarian regimes. We don't have an exact answer to that, but insofar as we might be speaking to the future emperor today, we would point out that that's something that needs to be thought through. However, in the initial phases of the crisis and in the process of dealing with the crisis, it is probably inevitable that freedom of speech will be severely curtailed. And to understand totalitarianism, you have to understand the dynamics of totalitarianism. Americans think of totalitarianism as some mindless repression from the top. This is a total lack of understanding. In Nazi Germany, the key point was the reinforcement of positive totalitarianism, in effect, in the sense that people wanted to support the regime. There was a huge fanaticism. There was a level of enthusiasm for Hitler that probably had never been seen before in any modern state, because Hitler was a multimedia revolutionary. He used the media, particularly the radio, as well as film, on an enormous scale. He was a high-tech media politician for his time, and this is going to be accentuated. So the point of totalitarian media communications is not so much the suppression of false ideas or ideas contrary to the state, but the promotion of highly popular and magnetic ideologies that will capture the imagination of the public. Another issue that is not totally resolved is the issue of religion. Will these totalitarian regimes build on variations of current religions, or will they set up a new religion? The problem with setting up a new religion or recreating ancient paganism or ideas like that is that that requires a significant change that could be quite difficult to implement. We don't have an answer for this situation, but that's something that needs to be seen. Our view overall is the crisis is going to be so scary and so frightening, people will be willing to follow just about anything if it seems to be sincere and real. And that's a final point here, that you cannot lead and you cannot inspire people on a deep level if you don't believe in what you're doing. So the emperor will be a person who believes in what they're doing, yes, and they will communicate that sincerity to the public and will motivate the public and inspire the public. This is the end of this part of the lecture of the emperor, but it is something that we will study in the future and will continue to evolve. So stay tuned, keep track of our website, more is coming, but we feel this lecture is a significant step forward. End of lecture.